DC FM Morningside.
WPGC presents another two-hour special on those oldies but goodies. Your host, Scott Shannon.
Those oldies.
Good evening, Sunday night, Shannon on the radio. With 2 hours of those super oldies. First hour, late 70s and the 60s, maybe a couple of 50s thrown in for fun. Then we take you back to the early 60s and the late 50s, 11 to 12. Got a lot of fun things. Another disc jockey corner. That's one of the disc jockeys as they used to sound in the old days. Let's get it kicked off with 1963, the King's Man, Louie Louie. GC 1971. Woo! Nice song, White Lies and Her Blue Eyes. Better for my buddy Don Geronimo. One of his all-time favorite records. Shannon with those oldies but goodies on a Sunday night. We get a lot of mail for certain oldies, and we try to get them on. Dear Scott, I love the Sunday Night Oldies Show. Puts me in a great mood for the week. I love Motown, but I can request a Four Seasons. How about Sherry? Thank you, Kevin. Hope I get your name right. Medwin Def? Well, anyway, Kevin, here's your song, buddy. The Four Seasons. WPGC and those oldies but goodies, Sherry Baby, Four Seasons. Scott Shannon with the oldies but goodies. Any Beach Boy fans listening tonight, huh? Beach Boys, one of my favorite groups as I grew up. Spending a couple years in Southern California on the ocean. Their first record was a very, shall we say, cheaply produced record called Surfin'. Originally released on X Records, just plain old X Records. The B-side was a song called Luau. And then the record appeared on the Candix label, C-A-N-D-I-X. And then finally made it to the Capitol label, Surfin'. First appeared in 61, got on Capitol in 62. And long about 1966, the Beach Boys recorded what many consider to be their greatest album, Pet Sounds, which gave us one of my favorite all-time songs. It was the B-side of Wouldn't It Be Nice as a single, God Only Knows. Beach Boys for you on a Sunday night called Do It Again. Shannon with the oldies. If you are a Beach Boy fan, I mean like a real die-in-the-heart fan, not somebody who just likes a record, but somebody who studies the group, you probably know that there are so many alternative Beach Boy releases out, you know, different versions, different mixes, stereo, mono, electric stereo, true stereo, live version, bootleg versions. Just for your information, one of the most knowledgeable Beach Boy experts in the entire world lives in Vienna, Virginia, believe it or not. That's right. You want to write him, get a pencil. I even tell him you're a Beach Boy fan. Where do you get the books and things to learn about the Beach Boys? His name is Mike Callahan, C-A-L-L-A-H-A-N. His address is Box 384, Vienna, Virginia. Box 384, Vienna, Virginia, 22180. Mike Callahan, one of the all-time great Beach Boy fans. Let's go to England now. 1964. You go. One, two, three, four.
For goodness sake, I got the hippie shakes. The hippie shakes.
Swinging blue jeans, WPGC, and the hippie shakes. Shannon playing my second favorite Mitch Ryder song of all time. First comes Devil with a Blue Dress. And this is number two on Mitch Ryder Hall of Hits. Jenny, take a ride. WPGC, if you're listening in full stereo, you hear the stereo separation on that Mitch Ryder's Greatest Hits album. That's Jenny Take a Ride with Shannon on the radio. And I mentioned that because I got that album over at my buddy Jack Oldies' store. Jack's Oldies over in College Park. Great place to shop for oldies. I stop by there once or twice a week and try to pick up on some of the new stuff he's got as far as the new oldies. Get all the Mitch Ryder Greatest Hits albums. He always has a special going on those Motown oldies, too. Gonna stop by there. If you're into oldies, Jack's Oldies, the biggest little doo-wop shop in town. Your favorite hits from 1950 through 1977, believe it or not. Rare collectibles just off the Beltway exit, 25A Route 1 in College Park, just down from that Holiday Inn. You can also bring your oldies in to have them checked out for prices. Jack's Oldies, give them a call, 345-8181. When I was just a little baby DJ, just getting started out in the business, I worked at a small station in Nashville, Tennessee. And we didn't have a lot of money to buy all these sophisticated jingles and things, so for our news intro, we picked out a record from Motown. Anyway, WMAK Metro News, something like that. Pot it down so you wouldn't know what it was from. Motown, Diana Ross, Reflections.
And good guys, WPGC, music power.
WPGC. Scott Shadow with those oldies but goodies. Every Sunday night, 10 to midnight, Archie Bad the Drells from where? Houston, Texas, y'all. WPGC, Archie Bad the Drells, tying up. There's a new version of that going around by the Yellow Magic Orchestra from Japan. I'm serious, it's a weird one. Scott Shadow with those oldies but goodies. Eric Burden and War on WPGC. Started out as Eric Burden and the Animals. Well, then it was just the Animals. Then House of the Rising Sun. This is 1970 goals. Spill the wine. My name is Scott Shadon. I got 2 hours of oldies every Sunday night at 10 o'clock. And one of our sponsors, one of our great sponsors, Jack's Oldies in College Park, 10210 Baltimore Avenue. As a matter of fact, it's a place you can go. If you got a bunch of oldies in the basement, you dug out a bunch in the attic, or your big brother's oldies are still around the house. As a matter of fact, Jack came by the radio station the other day, and I do not sell records. I buy them, and I don't care what they're worth. I buy them just because I like them. And he starts rummaging through my albums. He says, I gave you $100 for this one, give you $150 for this one. I said, no, come on. But he was very, very tempting. I mean, he'll find an album that you didn't think was worth a dime and say, hey, look, I'll give you $100. But I didn't sell him anything, but he was very tempting. Jack's Oldies, College Park. Hits from 50 through 77, rare collectibles. Telephone number 345-8181. And the oldies roll on, 1965.
Are you ready, Boo? Start walking.
Could have been the first women's lip song, huh? WPGC, Nancy Sinatra. And these boots were made for walking. Scott Shadow with the oldies. Here's one I dearly love. Mr. Billy Stewart. And I do love you.
I do love you. Love you. Love you.
WPGC, FM Morningside, 1961, the city, Boston.
Gather round, everybody, for you're about to hear. This is a show that's gonna make you smile. It's on again, on the Night Train Show. He plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially for you. It's on again.
Frantic friendly Friday night in Boston town. Old aching adenoids, Arnie Ginsberg, woo woo. For you, you on the Night Train Show. All set with all the tops in pops. Brand new Wimex Tuned X Top 20 coming your way. Number 7 sound this weekend, the Marcells and Blue Moon.
Dang, 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 ding, 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 ding on day.
The Marcells with the number 7 sound in our town and Blue Moon. Checking the Wimex. Don't be late for your date on a Friday night. Cuckoo time, it's 8:05. Hey, you getting ready for the big show next Wednesday night?
The WMEX Traveling Tower of Collins spotlights the 1961 Heart Fund. Dance to your favorite records with all the Big X disc jockeys, Fenway, Dan Donovan, Melvin X Melvin, and Arnie Ginsberg. We'll all be looking for you at the Hyde Park Municipal Building Wednesday night, February 22nd.
Plenty of surprises. In person, recording star Freddie Cannon, the Fabulous Continentals, the Diamond Tones, and the Rhythm King.
It's the WMEX Traveling Tower of Talent. All proceeds go to the 1961 Heart Fund, coming to the Hyde Park Municipal Building Wednesday night, February 22nd.
Arnie Ginsberg, woo-woo. For UU on WMEX, and got a lot of requests for this one. Look like it's going to be another Wimex winner. It's the Jive 5 and My True Story. Eyes and ears on that one, the Jive 5 and My True Story on WMEX. Hey, you getting hungry? Well, tonight's the night I've finally been immortalized at Adventure Car Hop.
Oh, Adventure Car Hop is the place to go for food that's always right. Adventure food is always just so.
You relish every bite.
On a Route 1 in Saugus, Congress, just as you are. Adventure where the service is tops and you never get out of your car.
Hi there, this is Arnie Ginsberg telling you that Adventure Car Hop presents, for the first time anywhere, the Ginsberger. That's right, the Ginsberger is now being served at Adventure Car Hop. I designed it, I planned it, I tested it, but you're going to eat it, and what a delicious mouthful this is. And Adventure Car Hop is serving the Ginsberger on a record which you keep for your very own. If you say woo-woo Ginsberg with your order, you get another Ginsberger free of charge. So how can you miss? Stop out to Adventure Car Hop, Route 1 in Saugus.
We're going to play this one for everyone saying woo-woo Ginsberg tonight at Adventure Car Hop. Here it is, the number 4 score on the Wimex Tuned X, going to Chuck Berry.
WPGC. And that's the story of Arnie Woo-Woo Ginsberg in the famous Ginsberger. He says he designed it, he made it, and you got to eat it, right? There you go. Oldies, WMEX, Wimex. For all you folks in Boston, right now, Shannon takes you back to the Essex, and easier said than done.
My friends all tell me easier.
WPGC, as I said, that on Essex on the Oldie Show with Scott Shannon on a Sunday night. A lot of letters came in this week. Trying to get the request in, getting a little bit behind. Scott Shannon's Oldies, if you want to write. Box 8550, Washington, 20027. Got a nice letter this week thanking me for playing the Ral Donner record. Who wrote that? Hey, just take a minute here. Who said this? Da-da-da, Ral Donner. Dear Mr. Shannon, have you ever heard of an Elvis impersonator named Terry Tiger? No, that's one I missed. Sorry. Signed, Derwin Parrish. Thank you, Derwin, for the nice letter. I wish I had time to read the whole thing in the air, but I do not tonight. But never heard of Tony Tiger, but thanks for the nice comment on Ral Donner. The reason I bring that up is because Ral Donner, in case of those of you who do not know, was on the Gone record label from Chicago, Illinois, and he's in the hospital right now with lung cancer. And I thought perhaps someone listening might want to write Ral Donner a nice little note or a get-well card and tell him that we're thinking about him here. It's Ral Donner, Box 39103, Chicago, Illinois, 60693. That's Ral Donner in the hospital with lung cancer. And you can mail him a get-well card. Box 39103, Chicago, 60693. All right? Right now, I'm going to tell you about a guy with the unusual name of Ursel Hickey. No, it's not a joke. It's his real name, Ursel Hickey. And he had a big record back in 1958. The Beach Boys re-recorded it a few years later. And it was one of the first records that had a reggae beat to it. The name of the song was Bluebirds Over the Mountain.
Bluebirds over the mountain.
WPGC means music.
Well, all I want is heart.
Be my my party dial and I'll make love to you. A generous offer there from Buddy Knox on WPGC. Buddy Knox is kind of a, I don't know, it was all kind of one band. Jimmy Bowen, who had a song called I'm Sticking With You, and Buddy Knox and the Rhythm Orchids. I'm Sticking With You, all that around 1957, 1958. Buddy Knox went on to have quite a few hits. Lovey Dovey. What was the other one he had? Hula Baby, Rockarula Baby. He had, well, it wasn't. My Hula Love is what that was. A little cloudy tonight on my Buddy Knox songbook. One of my favorites he had was I Think I'm Going to Kill Myself. Good song. Scott chatting with those oldies but goodies on your Sunday night.
When I was young, I'd listen to the radio.
You've got the magic touch.
WPGC Platters, and you've got that magic touch. I haven't played that one in quite a long time on the oldest show. Delphi Records, recording label based in Los Angeles. Ever heard of the Keene Brothers? Those two little kids that were on the Tonight Show, and they had their own little half-hour TV show for a while. Well, they grew up with rock and roll in their veins. Their daddy was Bob Keene, owner of Delphi Records. That was a label that gave us Donna and La Bamba. The late Richie Valens also gave us all those fantastic, legendary Johnny Crawford tunes I always talk about. Cindy's Birthday and Your Nose is Gonna Grow. And they gave us some other records. Come On, Let's Go, which is by Richie Valens. And this one by a guy from Seattle, Washington. It came out in 1960. This guy left his group called the Thunderbirds to record on his own. The name of the song is Love You So. Ron Holden. WPGC. Ron Holden, his only hit record called Love You So. Ron now manages a Tom McCann shoe store in Sausalito, California. Scott chatting with those oldies but goodies on a Sunday night. The man who wrote and originally recorded The Twist, as most of you know, his name Hank Ballard. Got started many, many years ago, back in 1954. Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. If you've heard a group called Doug Clark and the Hot Nuts around town, and they've been around for a long time also, you hear them do songs like Work With Me, Annie, Annie Had a Baby, Sexy Ways. Well, those are all songs originally recorded by Hank Ballard. And because of the title of, you know, Annie Had a Baby is not exactly a love song, at least not the way they did it. And they were banned on most radio stations around the country. So Hank said, this ain't gonna work. Not gonna get rich this way. So he changed his tune in 1959 and gave us The Twist, later re-recorded by Mr. Chubby Checker. Then he recorded Kansas City, a redo of the old one. And then he came out with a big one called Finger Poppin' Time, 1960. The follow-up to Finger Poppin' Time was my favorite, though, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters, 1960 Super Smash. There's a thrill on the hill, let's go, let's go, let's go. Come on, Hank Ballard. We're going to bow till we hear your mama call. I have no idea what that man is talking about, but it sounds like a lot of fun to me. Oldies with goodies on WPGC on Sunday night, 1960. What a year. I was still just a little rock and roller, and there's a disc jockey in the town I lived in by the name of Dick Summer. And I'll never forget, he'd been working nights, 7 to midnight for a long time. They promoted him. You get to do a daytime show, Mr. Dick Summer. You get to do afternoon drive, 3 to 7. And I didn't like him working afternoons because I was, you know, coming home from school on the bus. I'd be trying to tune my radio and everybody would be yelling and screaming and hollering on the road home and didn't really get to listen to him because he's one of the few disc jockeys who would sit and talk to you like you were a human being, you know, not all this, hey, boss, radio, baby. This guy would sit, just, you know, chat with you like you were an average adult human being, not some wacko teeny bopper. But anyway, this one day, I was driving home and I heard him say, here's a brand new record by the follow-up. It's follow-up, the guy who gave us You Got What It Takes. He said the president of Motown Records helped him write this song. The name of the song, co-written by Berry Gordy, was I Love the Way You Love, and I've always been in love with a piano intro. Listen to this thing. Oh. WPGC, I love...
the way you love.
Marv Johnson, 1960. Scotch Head.
Where people get cash, WPGC.
WPGC, Mr. Johnny Otis and Willie in the Hand Jive. Hey, hey, that song was, ooh, that was a big, big record. I think he's still on television out in Los Angeles, California, if I'm not mistaken. Scott Shatter with those oldies but goodies. How about a girl who's been on the charts from the year 1967, we'll make that 57, 1957, all the way up to 1969. Ooh, long time. She was born Brenda Mae Tarpley in Atlanta, Georgia. Started singing when she was 4 years old. She's from Nashville, Tennessee. She still lives there, as a matter of fact. She just had a new album out last week. She's a country singer now. But she had many, many big hits. This one's from 1961. Brenda Lee, I'm Sorry.
Lucy.
Sorry.
WPGC, Bobby V, Devil or Angel, Scott Shannon, oldies but goodies. Before that, you heard young Brenda Lee singing I'm Sorry. 1956, an unusual occurrence. Usually when a record is recorded by two groups or three groups, one takes precedence and takes off and is a much bigger hit. You know, what we call a cover version. There was a song in 56 called Stranded in the Jungle that was done by three different groups. The Gadabouts, the Jayhawks, and the Cadets. The Cadets went the highest, number 15, in the charts. But right behind it was this version. But the Jayhawks went to 18. And the Gadabouts, they never got past 39. But this is the one that went to 18, the Jayhawks and Stranded in the Jungle. Meanwhile, back on WPGC, and the oldies, Sammy Turner, Lavender Blue.
Lavender Blue.
Tilly, Tilly.
From 1959. Not a bad memory on this old Shannon boy. 59 to 1956. Do you remember this one?
The closer you are.
WPGC, 1956. The closer you are. Winds up the Scott Shannon Oldie Show. Not exactly award winner tonight, but we tried. I hope I can do a better one next week. I don't know where my mind was tonight. My apologies, and join us next week at 10 o'clock for more of those oldies but goodies. Thanks for listening. Good night.